Elderly North and South Koreans who had been separated for 60 years began a series of reunions on Thursday. Children were united with parents, brothers and sisters with their siblings, even spouses were able to embrace for the first time since the war in the 1950s. Roughly 80 elderly South Koreans travelled with their families Thursday through falling snow to North Korea's Diamond Mountain to reunite with relatives, while the South Korean government said it expected about 180 North Koreans. One of those participating in the reunions, Lee Doo-young, told the BBC he and his elder brother were separated early on in the conflict.
The last time I saw my brother was right after the Korean War broke out. But when the North Korean forces reached our village, he was drafted into the Northern Army, and I've never heard from him ever since, and I just assumed he got killed in the war. My older brother was good-natured, kind, and compassionate. He was the eldest and was really loving to his siblings. One day I got a call from the Red Cross saying that I was invited to take part in the upcoming family reunions, that my long-lost brother was looking for me. I've been packing my bags and getting ready for the big trip.
The 6 days of family reunions are taking place after the North called for improved relations between the sides following a serious spike in tensions. They also come in the wake of a UN report on human rights abuses in North Korea, which investigators have said are comparable to Nazi-era atrocities. The North rejects the report. I'm Lydia O'Kane.